Welcome back, darling. Did you miss me? I understand if you still wish to be with your family. If you regret your choice, I can. Thank you, dear. But please know the offer is always there, should you decide to take it. I realize that the underworld leaves much to be desired. Its darkness can never compare to the beauty of the surface. Nothing grows here. There's no light. Well, except for you. I don't know if you realize it, but your face makes my entire kingdom brighter. I love how it shines for me. You're the only creature I've ever met who could keep smiling, even through the blackness of night. When I first saw you, I thought you must have been a nymph. Perhaps one of the gods had sent you to play a trick on me. Surely nothing so beautiful could survive here. But there you were, scared and a little confused, but still the most wonderful thing I had ever seen. I wanted to keep you forever, but I wouldn't dare let myself. As the keeper of darkness, I understand all the secrets of the light. I know as it can never be kept. Should you try to stop it, it'll only laugh and creep around every corner. Or worse, you'll put it out completely. The tiniest breeze on a candle is all it takes. I knew I had to be careful, especially when I saw the panic in your eyes. You thought I were a monster at first. It's okay, I never blamed you. Everybody on the surface thinks I'm evil. And I do spend most of my days guarding dead souls, so it's not an unreasonable assumption. No, you were never wrong to fear me. I expected that. What surprised me was how quickly you came to trust me. You never blamed me for falling into the underworld, or accused me of misleading you. And when I told you that I'd do anything possible to return you to the surface, you believed me, even though I'd given no reason to. No, I don't think you were naive, just kind-hearted. You knew that I was the only one who could help you, and you chose to think the best of me. Perhaps that's a type of wisdom. Yes, Athena could probably tell you better. You'll have to ask her about it the next time you visit your mother. I do mean it, though. If you ever miss her too much, you can always go back. You don't have to wait another 6 months' time. I know that was your compromise, but you don't have to keep it. The journey to the surface is too perilous to be attempted often, but should you only want to spend one day a year with me, I wouldn't mind. One day of your time would be worth waiting far, far longer. Please trust me on that. Yes, it was your choice. If you didn't want to spend half your days with me, you never would have asked for this. But how can you ever love me as much as the entire earth is beyond me? I know as I must have asked 1,000 times, but is this truly what you wish? Thank you. And yes, I promise I will try to be better about accepting it. I don't think I'll ever fully understand what you see in me, but you're far too sensible to ever make a foolish decision. But if you ever... I'm guessing by that look you think I'm belabouring the point a bit. All right, I'll stop. Thunderworld is already dull enough without my droning. And I do want you to enjoy your time here. Speaking of which, I've got a surprise for you. It's not here. You offer to follow me to the other side of the river. But hopefully you'll like it. Come on, here, let me show you. See? I'm at the Rose Garden. Well, I tried to at any rate. I wanted to make you something that would really remind you of the surface. So I thought I'd see if I could grow flowers. And, well, I can create them, but they won't thrive by the sun. After a few minutes, they just grow dry and shriveled. There's nothing I can do to stop them from dying. I tried everything, but my magic's only made for death. I was never meant for it to give life. But I noticed that even in death, the roses still cling to the vine. I know that they can't compare to living flowers, but I still thought they were beautiful. Dark and tragic, yet somehow still alluring. Just how you say that I am. So, I thought you might like them, because they remind you of me. Is that a yes? Well, I'd offer for it to make you some more, but I'm afraid I'm a bit distracted at the minute. Who did you want somewhere else? Yes, 6 months is such a long time. It's been so long since I've kissed that delicate neck of yours. Is this what you want, my love? Are you certain? Well, don't worry about me. It's taken every ounce of willpower just to keep me hands off you for this long. Where? You're in these roses? If that's what you want, they're your gift. Although, I have a few more things that I can give you. Would you like that? All right. Lie down then. And don't worry. I promise there are no thorns. Well, it's not the most comfortable bed, but at the moment I don't really care. Oh, I've missed you so much. I've missed your lips. And your shoulders. And your sweet chest. It's been so long. I don't think you have any idea how wonderful you are. No, dear, please don't worry about pleasing me tonight. I want tonight to be yours. I want to give you everything you desire. Just tell me what you want. No, please don't be shy. I want so much to give it to you. Is that it, darling? Do you want me to make love to you? Do you want me to make love to you like the wonderful woman that you are? Please don't blush. I could never want for anything more. No, darling. If that's your wish, then I'll grant it. I'll take you here and now in this bed of dead roses. Beautiful or morbid, I don't care. There's no place that I'd rather be now than with you. Do you want me, love? Do you want me now? Alright. Spread your legs. If this is what you want, I'm going to give you every inch. Are you ready, me dear? Oh, you amazing creature. Oh, you feel so wonderful. Just to be inside you again. Oh, darling. Oh, is this what you want? Is this what you wanted, my sweet? Do you want me to fuck you harder? Do you want me? Please tell me that you want me. You need me. Well, alright. Then you better hold on. Yeah, wrap your legs around me. And whatever you do, don't let go. Oh, that's it, darling. Don't hold back. Oh, I want to make you scream. Oh, I know you're close, dear. Oh, God, you're getting so tight. Oh, I want you so badly. Oh, darling. Oh, please come for me. Oh, I need you, dear. Oh, I need you to come for me, sweetheart. Oh, please, darling. Please. Oh, that's it. That's it, my sweet. Oh, let go. Just like... Oh, my. Oh, dear. Oh, my. My darling, you're otherworldly. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Oh, I hope that I've pleased you. Mwah. Good. I'm glad your first day back was enjoyable. I did try my best to make it so. What? Yes, I suppose it isn't over yet. Would you like anything else? Aye, I know we should rest soon, but we don't have to go to sleep just yet, do we? If you'd like, we can lay here in each other's arms for a bit longer. No, I don't mind. Like I said, I'd do anything for you tonight.